And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. Thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, pictures, news is definitely there. Make sure you check me out on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media. And you can follow me on Twitter as well. It's the Sean Green Show on Twitter. Man, so much studio stuff breaking down today. I guess I got some gremlins all around the studio, but I'm not going to let that keep me down. Right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now to talk about what's going on in the world of movies and Hollywood. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. So we got another week of movies. Do we have some really good things coming out this week?
I don't know. It depends on what you're a fan of. We have some interesting movies coming out. I will say that. We have an animated movie that has a story by George Lucas, believe it or not, Mr. Star Wars, has a new movie out. He didn't direct it. He didn't write the screenplay, but it is based on a story that he came up with. It's called Strange Magic. And the movie itself looks a little strange, to be honest with you. But if you like goblins, elves, fairies, imps, it's about a group of these sorts of characters who kind of come into battle over this powerful potion. It's got a few stars in it as the voices, Evan Rachel Wood, Kristen Chenoweth. Interesting-looking movie, and interesting and fascinating to see that George Lucas's mind is behind it.
All right, great, great. And what else do we have?
We also have The Boy Next Door. This is a bit of a salacious little thriller starring Jennifer Lopez. She gets divorced and moves next door to a young guy, and they wind up hanging out a little bit, and he becomes a bit of a psycho. And she goes on the offense trying to keep away from him. So I think this has got a little bit of everything. You know, reminds me of films like Basic Instinct or, you know, those meaty thrillers that have a bit of sex in it, a bit of intrigue, a bit of thrills, kind of one of those films. And Jennifer Lopez, nice to see her back on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since she's been on the big screen. Anything else we got coming out this week?
Also, Mordecai, Johnny Depp, whimsical Johnny Depp. He plays some crazy character. It's like he's part art dealer, part-time rogue. He kind of reminds me of sort of like an Austin Powers, but less shticky than Austin Powers, but still shticky. This is definitely a whimsical Johnny Depp role, and he kind of bounces around looking for this stolen painting that has this code to Nazi gold on it. And I think this looks, actually, this is probably my pick of the whole weekend. I like Johnny Depp when he's playing these weird characters, not so much when he's in full makeup and costume, but this one really looks like he's having fun with it. So if you want something a little off the beaten path, you have Johnny Depp, Gwyneth Paltrow is in it, Ewan McGregor, Paul Bettany, Jeff Goldblum, big cast.
All right, great. And also on Movies.com, you have an article, and I always tease your articles. That's on Movies.com. You have the teaser poster for Wonder Woman that Joss Whedon did. So what's the story behind this?
Yeah, well, you know Joss Whedon, if you're familiar with him, he's the director of the Avengers, and they've sort of brought him on to spearhead that Avengers movie to try to make it successful, and he did. And when he did make it the third highest grossing movie of all time, they kind of brought him in, and he helped herald in this new age of Marvel superhero movies, the interconnected universe. He's also directing the Avengers sequel, Age of Ultron, comes out May 1st. Well, before he did the Avengers, DC had him doing a Wonder Woman movie, believe it or not, and he was all set to go, and then they had creative differences, and he fell out, and the poster that we have is actually part of an eBay auction that they're using. This is kind of a concept teaser poster that was brought to Comic-Con in 2005 to get people excited about the movie, and of course the movie was scrapped, but this poster still exists, and they're holding this auction to benefit a writer who I believe is sick, and it's pretty cool stuff. You know, the poster doesn't show you a whole lot, but it's interesting to see how much was actually done for Joss Whedon's Wonder Woman, and we've always wondered, and here it is. We have a little bit of a poster.
Yeah, I gotta check my wallet and see if I got enough money to get that poster, man, because that looks nice. I really love it, man. Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of cool things, and normally we have you on Wednesdays, but I hear you're going to be somewhere this week?
I am. I'm going to the Sundance Film Festival. It is that time of year again to travel up to Park City, Utah, the mountains of Utah, to watch a ton of independent movies. You know, and what I love about the Sundance Film Festival is there's a lot of films there you've never heard of before, but many of these films are going to kind of pave the way and for the independent film landscape in the year. And if you look at last year's Sundance Festival, Boyhood and Whiplash, two films that are nominated for Best Picture this year at the Oscars, both premiered at Sundance last year. So this is a festival that not only finds new talent and new filmmakers and new voices in independent film, but it also is a bit of a playing field for the Oscar movies. And so I'm curious to see what movies from this year's festival will wind up in the Oscar race next year.
Is there anything buzzing about Sundance as far as movies that people are like, hey, this movie may be the one for next year?
You know, there's all kinds of different films that play at Sundance, and a lot of them have really big casts. And it's hard to tell ahead of time what will or won't become a big Oscar contender. There's one film that I think is probably, if you remember like a 500 Days of Summer or one of these movies like a Juno that broke out, there's this film called Sleeping with Other People starring Jason Sudeikis and Alison Brie and Adam Scott that looks really fun, about two serial cheaters who kind of come together to help each other find healthy relationships. An interesting movie called True Story starring James Franco and Jonah Hill that's actually based on a real-life story about this disgraced New York Times reporter played by Jonah Hill who finds out that this accused murderer is pretending to be him. And he goes on this kind of quest to meet this guy and find out why he's pretending to be him. So those two, and James Franco plays the murderer. So that's a film that I'm really looking forward to. Some of these films, they have a really great potential to have these great acting performances. So there's a lot. You know, Robert Redford, who created the festival, he has a movie that he's starring in there. Ewan McGregor has a movie where he plays not only Jesus, but he also plays Satan.
Wow.
Last Days in the Desert. So, yeah, you know, a lot of different films. And one thing that's interesting about this year, a lot of veterans are returning. The guys who did Napoleon Dynamite, which played Sundance, they have a new movie. You have the guy that did The Spectacular Now, which is a big Sundance hit. He has a new movie. The folks that did Half Nelson, which is a hit a few years ago at Ryan Gosling, they have a new movie. So a lot of veterans are coming back with new stuff. So I think people are excited about that, as well as the new voices that we will see.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you follow Eric Davis on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. Make sure you check out these movies this week. Eric, thanks so much for joining us each week. And, man, let us know what happens down at Sundance this year, man.
Oh, yeah, we will. We'll talk next week. I'll tell you all about it.
All right, great. We'll be back right after this.